I have a joke, but it's more of a statement. You ready?
Yeah.
Did you know that if you boil a funny bone, it becomes a laughing stock? And that's just humorous.
That's okay. I have one. Which letter keeps the pirate calm?
Which letter?
The P, or else it would be irate.
Get out.
Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band-related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of No Tired Like Band Tired, we talk about things you wish you were taught and throw it back to 2008 Marching Band.
Happy, it's Wednesday. Not Tuesday, and definitely not Monday.
Not Monday, yeah.
But I feel like I've lived 7 years.
It has been a week already.
This week alone.
This week, it's 2 days.
Oh, we've only gone two days. That's
two
right.
Days.
We're at the top of Wednesday. How is everybody? Hopefully you're doing well.
There's nobody here to respond but me. Sorry.
How are you doing?
I'm so cold. Listen.
Turn it up.
Do those things even work? It's fine. It's too far away. I'd rather suffer at this point.
it's literally a chair over.
Well, I'm all hooked up and connected. It's fine. I feel like I've spent the last maybe 3 weeks complaining about how hot it is because at one point it was 80 something in the band hall.
We got a new AC last week.
Yeah, we watched them kind of deliver it and install it. And right now my fingertips are, I don't know if they're existent right now.
You need a jacket.
Yeah, probably. I'll get it later. No, it's fine. That's a concert.
No, hold on. I have a different one.
Do you have a scarf? Or like a parka? Oh, here we go.
Actually, I have a coat. And
do you have a?
I have gloves.
Yeah. Oh, I'll wear those in the interest of being ridiculous. Uh-huh. Not that anybody can see me. It's fine. How are you?
Trying to figure out how to put my earbuds in again. Hold on. Sorry. I'm back.
We're back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely have, he definitely has gloves and a jacket on because he's a baby.
I'm fine. This baby is warm.
Okay. I'm okay. Let's just put it that way. I think, you know, I've been doing this 19 years. And this year is a doozy, I feel like. And I think we all go through those. Like, we all have those years of teaching. We can remember going, oh, this was tough. And I think I'm in that moment right now of, this is tough.
It feels like October.
It does, but it's definitely not anywhere close to it.
September. Oh, September 11th.
It is.
I was watching the news this morning.
Yeah. So let's talk about happy stuff. But let me tell you, I've been waiting to tell Riaz the story.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Since like Thursday. Okay, talking about being band tired. Okay. I think every band director out here understands what band tired is, and probably every band parent that listens knows what band tired is. Yeah. Normally it hits mid-October, but that band tired,
it hit last week.
It hit me already. But so funny story is I was driving to work kind of on autopilot.
Wait, when was this?
I think it was Friday. Thursday or Friday last week. And I was listening to, I was like, I need to chill out. I don't need any angry music. I don't need any whatever. So I put on Max Richter's radio station, essentially.
Like, oh, yeah.
Right?
You love Max Richter.
I do. And so I was like, oh, this is so soothing. So I'm driving down the interstate. Okay. And all of a sudden I start hearing this like weird kind of like popping noise, but it feels like it's coming all around me because there is, I was like, whoa, did he put 360 sound in this? Because it was a new work of his that I was listening to, and it sounded like this like all around you, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, whoa, this is getting louder. This is so cool.
Do not tell me you had like a flat. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
I didn't have a flat tire. But at the time, I thought, man, this is getting pretty loud. I look over, in the express lane is an 18-wheeler that has some of its, like, it has, like, dirt, and so it has the topper on top of it.
Oh.
And some of it was off, making this noise.
Way to go, Max Richter.
Right? I was like, whoa, that was so real. I thought that it was a part, because it fit perfectly. Like, it was, and it was rhythmic. And I looked over, and I thought... Oh, no.
You're ridiculous.
I'm tired. Sound effects brought to you in part by, I'm pretty sure it was Syntec Cement Company, but probably going to drop dirt on our field.
Oh, Jesus.
So, let's talk.
I was tired. I'm glad you were holding on to that.
Yeah, I held on to it just to tell you that story. I was so embarrassed by the time I got... I was like, Kimberly, you're supposed to have sophisticated ears, and here you are thinking that...
Jamming out to the pitter-patter of fabric.
Pitter-patter of fabric next in the express lane when there wasn't even traffic.
Sometimes it's a little things. Like, does it ever, I guess, tickle your brain whenever your blinker lines up with the blinker in front of you?
Oh, yeah. I start singing a rhythm with it. Oh, I'm really... Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen
Speaking
to what we've
rhythms,
done.
I'm still so mad at you.
Why? I did not cheat.
You didn't. Because
I didn't.
You're right, but I think I'm still right. But I know I'm not.
So you want to do it with the audience?
Who's going to respond? Just look like two idiots clapping.
Do you want me to test you again?
No.
Let's start.
No.
Are you ready?
No. Last week, we're shuttling out to the field. One. Do it again. That's 1, 2, 3, and 4. Please be right.
Yes, that's okay, correct.
Stop. Let me tell the story.
What was that?
We're 4N? 1, 2, 3, 4, and?
Yes. Yeah.
So we're golf carting out to the field, and all of a sudden she starts, was it sticks?
It was drumsticks.
Yeah, because we were doing choreo and drill that day during class, and you start doing these little rhythms. So somehow we turned it into like a oral dictation game.
Correct.
Which I'm pretty proud of myself. Like, I think, shut your face. I'm pretty good at rhythmic dictation until you did this rhythm. So, not paying attention, you know, because I'm trying to not die and make contact with any cars in this golf cart, my ears just hear 1, 2, 3, 4 in.
But they don't.
I wasn't paying attention to you. I have to watch you in order to get the correct rhythm. What's the correct rhythm?
And 4.
So annoying. How many times did you catch me with that rhythm
at
that
least
day?
Three times that day.
Good. I was waiting.
I also caught him with quarter note triplets.
I was waiting for you to go back to the downbeats and it never happened. I'm still mad.
I did it in front of a class.
I'm mad about it. But half the class were wrong with me, so.
Did you feel better about it?
Yeah.
But the hint is at the last section.
Yes, I know.
And 4.
Okay, sorry for that 3-minute tangent.
Yeah, the triplet and the syncopated rhythm. He did pretty good on syncopation to the da 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 da. 1 E and. Come on.
1 E, a 3.
Da 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 da.
Yeah.
1 E.
That's a song.
Yes. Da 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 da. Oh.
Silver Stars. Well, that's a throwback.
How the West was won.
Yeah, I love that piece. There you go.
Yeah, so. That's what band tired is we're delirious. We do rhythm challenges.
Speaking of like brain worms and How the West Was Won, stick with me here for a second.
Okay.
I've already started to hear like that trombone ostinato in the show over and over.
Oh, I wake up to.
And the metronome.
Yes, I wake up to that.
Or Dow. Dow. There's slide glisses.
Pow. Yeah. We can't wait for you to see the show. Yeah, but
I think it's cool. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good, but I would rather be hearing everything in tune. Which I went through. Listen, talk about theory and notation. while you were teaching some choreo, I was with everybody else going, okay, let's go to the fourth movement. Let's break down these chord progressions. Mm. And I would say the chord and I go, all right, smarties, let's figure out what is the chord. And they're like, oh, that's inverted. I was like, yeah, so it would be a what? Six. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Figuring out your life a little bit. Second inversion versus first inversion. Doing that. And they, I was like, you should write it in so you know what you're doing. And it eventually got better.
Listening to you talk through that, I just keep thinking, lately, I've been approaching feedback, starting the conversation with, I love you all dearly, but... So I was just thinking, I love them all dearly, but sometimes they are so far academically advanced than they are common sense wise.
Yeah. I believe I said that to you this week as well.
Yeah, probably.
I said, I love you dearly, but.
I don't know. Multiple things at this point.
Use a.
Metronome. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I get excited. And what's funny is I tell that to the kids too. So I
Well, he wasn't getting excited. He was drudging through quicksand.
Yeah, on purpose.
In the ballad. No, but it started...
Oh, that part. Yeah, part. Portion. Part.
I was like, I'm going to kill him. Turn the med on.
Speaking of enunciating, I'm still sad about James Earl Jones dying.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, what starts here changes the world.
He did...
I think he did that. I think he was one of those that did it. Oh, no. That's the other guy.
Everything the light touches.
I know. I think he did the other. I also think he did something for Texas.
Hmm. Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Speaking of contacting us, we had someone reach out.
Fan mail.
About our content versus achievement conversation.
Sandra shouting mail. Blue's Clues? Mail time? Right? I don't know.
The only thing I've had in my head lately is Bob the Builder. We can build it. Bob the Builder. Yes, we can.
I think we should start with the Bob the Builder stuff.
And then go
and
to
then
the...
go back to the contact thing. So okay. Since... Okay. I don't even know where to
start.
We
are so thankful that we are getting a new facility.
Yes.
We are extremely thankful. I went to a construction meeting and they're like, we hope to not ever impact what you need to do. That was 3 days before it started to impact us.
Growing pains in the end are a positive thing.
Yes.
However.
It has been funny. It's been laughable, but now it's stressing us out.
Yeah. So if you're on the other day, let's just talk about the other day, Monday. If you were standing on the tower to your left, you would see construction, new band facility. If you look down to your right, like side two, you saw a tunnel or a trench, sorry, being dug because they're trying to run power from the tennis center.
And water and all the things.
From the north side of campus to the band facility closer to the south. But if you're standing on the tower and you look straight down, you know, where our command center is supposed to be, perched.
And the pit.
Oh, in the pit, yeah. Perched right above this trench is a giant green John Deere tractor straddling
the
trench.
Yeah, the trench, yeah.
So,
and they're going, I will say this, they're going as fast as they possibly can. And
at this point, we're just staying out of their way to make sure it gets done on time.
Right. But I said, oh, we have... a contest coming up and we haven't been able to bring the pit out because we couldn't bring them out the week before because they'd started it, which is fine. And they had laid some new concrete, but then they opened it back up to drop all the pipes, which is fine.
Yesterday
I was like, can we please? And we met with construction and they're like, they worked as fast as they possibly could.
They poured like quickly side one to 35 side two. So enough space. Or enough distance to give us space to pull the pit out and do the things that we need to do. However, there were piles of dirt everywhere still.
Yeah, they're big piles. I'm amazed at how much dirt it takes to
pack
in.
That little tunnel? Yeah. That
tunnel. It's not super. It's only like...
maybe 3 feet?
3 feet down. 3 or 4 feet down. And the concrete's only 6 inches, so the rest of it's dirt.
But...
they had to pack it in.
Yesterday, we had to restage some, ensemble things on the front portion of side two stage, and there was dirt in the way.
And he says to me, I might just go see if there's a shovel somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we had
and to... I didn't think he was serious.
Dead. Serious.
No cap. We had... Isn't that what the kids say?
No, that's... I don't want to say it out loud.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. Yeah, no. I had work to get done, so let me just,
I get up in the tower, and I look down, and this homie is shuffling dirt. And so what
he's trying to clean drill.
He's trying to clean drill by cleaning the space. So he's shuffling. I have no idea how long he's been doing it.
I probably did it for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes.
I caught maybe 2 seconds of it. I immediately get on my phone. I video him and I put it to, well, the first day, the Bob the Builder thing.
Yeah.
The day before, I took a picture of the long trench and the thing. I took a video of it and put Bob the Builder soundtrack with it. So today or yesterday.
Which I thought was funny.
Thank you. And then this one, I thought, you know what? He's really working hard. YMCA construction man. So I get the YMCA theme song perfectly. If you noticed, if you listened to it properly, the dirt lines up.
Oh my God.
The push of the dirt lines up with the downs of the YMCA stuff.
Doing this for 10 years, that is the first time that I've ever had to shovel dirt. Literally shovel dirt for band.
Would it be sad to know that I've had to do that before?
I would not be shocked.
Yeah. But anyhow, that's what we have been doing. So Bob the Builder, because we think we should rename the song. What did we see yesterday? Kim and Riaz.
Oh, can we clean it?
Can we clean it? Mm. Kim and Riaz, you better bet. Yeah, things like that. All right, so back to, I think it's Vincent that sent me a text and asked about here's the question. We were talking about the content and achievement, and the question was, do we think that the 2008 Cedar Park band should have medaled based on our
current rubric
and okay. us what our opinion based on watching the video.
So
which
oh keep going
I have watched the 2008 Cedar Park video more than once, and then I rewatched it a little bit of it this morning. First of all, Cedar Park is a dynasty of based on pure excellence. I will give them that credit fully and wholly.
Yes.
Because you never see a Cedar Park that's not clean and is not loud
for this point over a decade
and isn't marching and playing all the time, you know? And so props to them. Watch their show. You can see the rich history. Like, you know what Cedar Park is now, and you can watch it, the 2008 version, and know that that was the same standard.
Yep.
So when I think about consistency, I do think about Cedar Park. So props to them. Now, we did go back and research who was first, second. So yes. In 2008, because this was the question, Marcus won with their Goddess show.
Yes.
It was fantastic. LD Bell, I can't remember what the show was. LD Bell was in second. Duncanville was in third. Capel was in fourth. Cedar Park was in fifth.
Oh, that was totally me. I wrote that wrong. So on the website, excuse me, Bell was second. Third was Capel. Fourth was Cedar Park.
Okay, sorry. Man, what were you looking
I don't
at?
Know.
Are
I,
you okay?
No.
Okay, so what's the answer?
So Marcus is one, Bell's two, Capel's three, Cedar Park was four, followed by Bowie, then Duncanville, five and six.
Capel, then Cedar Park.
I don't know. Oops.
Okay, can you look up, we didn't even look up Capel, we should know this. Can you look up Capel 2008?
Yes.
Anyhow, so what we noticed, all right, is I do believe, first of all, you're talking about some giant teachers here. We're talking about Amanda Drinkwater, Jeremy Earnhardt, and Scott Mason.
Ooh, Capel 2008, Holst, the Planets.
Ah, the Planets. I'm sure it was exceptional.
Ugh, they're big.
Yeah. We're just kind of previewing it right now.
Oh, this is definitely a recording of a TV.
Okay. All right, so looking at it, I do see that the most props were used, obviously, we're talking about like landscape of activity. I do believe, is my personal opinion, that Amanda Drinkwater was the innovator of using props properly, making sure that every thought process of the design, I mean, she had them.
Detail. Functionality.
Yeah, everything made
integration,
sense.
Yes.
Integration. Like even changing the prop movers into different costumes.
Costumes. And highlighting each movement is its own, like,
yeah.
God.
You goddess. Could follow
yes.
that show and know everything that was happening to the T, down to what color they were wearing.
Yep.
Right? And so when I think about that against Cedar Park, both shows show excellence. I do think, personal opinion, there was a little bit more, obviously, artistry from the leveling of the content. When I think about how she layered the lines in, how the front ensemble book worked with it, how, you know, the battery stuff worked with it, and just the complementing from the music arranging, but then also the integration of color that is on the sheet now of how we bring music to life. Hands down, that was a Marcus win.
I mean, 2008, this was my senior year, going into my senior year of high school. And I don't know, and I mean, as an adult now, I should have done my research, but like, I don't know what big band was like in 2008. I'm sure it was completely different, but
I always marked it to Marcus.
Like this Marcus show, Gods and Goddesses in 2008, is the thing that made me fall in love with High School Marching Band, because I saw that they were first place and I was like, oh, what is this? Like, what does it take to get there? And this is a totally different world from what I was living in high school.
I think about, you know, when we talk about content versus achievement, and if one thing harder than the other, if some show seems harder, like let's say velocity of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Park had a lot of velocity within a lot of stuff they were doing too. So, and so did LD Bell, right? I do think it comes down to, and it comes down to excellence with whatever it is that you have, how transparent you can be. Even with Capel, looking at theirs, I mean, they brought tarps out on the field. They started to try to, you know, have those ideas together musically. Capel always did challenging stuff, so that is there. But was it visually as appealing? Maybe it had some moments, right? But it was still good. And you look at Cedar Park, when I looked at the Cedar Park, again, it comes down to like super clean drill. Everyone understood their assignment, if that makes sense. And everyone played their assignment to the T. And so I think from a content achievement, the content that they had, they achieved it very well. Probably out, if you think about, you know, the two sides, the left side of the sheet and the right side of the sheet, probably maxed out the achievement over the content. Maybe almost a little too much, if that makes sense.
I mean, just even visually, like I'm flipping through three different tabs, watching Marcus, Capel, and Cedar Park right now, and like clean drill is not the question, but just watching this on mute, like the integration, like we talked about earlier, the integration of color and those props for Marcus was definitely like top tier here, especially compared to like Capel. Yes, with the tarps, but their
drill isn't just as clean.
Yeah. And Cedar Park, interestingly enough, no props.
Right, which I do appreciate. And they, you know, that they've always been able to pull that off really well.
Look at how clean that is.
I know.
No UDB. Paper.
That's true. Paper drill. At that point, when you have all of these groups that have this high level of achievement, and what you're splitting hairs about is how communicative and to what extent is that achievement and content. You compare them against each other, and I do believe that's why the order went the way that it went, personally.
Yeah, and watching Marcus right now, this is clearly, between the three, this is clearly the group that is all about like pioneer of innovation. How can we, this right now on mute screams to me, what I see is what I hear.
Right.
Visually.
Yes.
Like with the colors, even the drill, like earlier just now, there the soloist was dressed in yellow, the flags were yellow, and we saw a visual picture of the sun. This was 2008.
Right.
Now that's, I feel like that is the commonplace thing here, fast forward to 2024.
Is.
And yeah, yeah. What you see is what you
see. She
hear.
Was on the forefront of it.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of podcasts ago, we talked about, you know, how can we, the thing is pushing the envelope, being innovative. And I think this is where this came from with her and Marcus.
I would say, thank you, Vincent, for a great question.
Yeah.
Because I think, and if you want to know what we're looking at, you can YouTube Marcus 2008, LD Bell 2008, Coppell 2008, Cedar Park 2008. Even Bowie 2008, what show is that? Bells. That was the Bell show. And then Hebron was down there as number 6 or 7. You can watch all those shows, and I encourage you to kind of see maybe why the thing went the way that it went, right? And you can have arguments for everything. You can say, I think maybe this person should be that, because at that point, LD Bell's coming off a Grand National Championship that they won in 2007.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
What?
So finals at 1, 2, 3 was Marcus, Bell, Coppell.
Uh-huh.
Prelims, Marcus, Bell, Duncanville, Coppell.
Mm.
Cedar Park was 5.
Yeah. There's a lot of changing to go around. Switch those panels up.
I'm interested to know who the judges were. I don't know that I can find that.
I'm sure someone has
Jerry
that data somewhere.
Know.
Yeah. But I do think that this is a great conversation, especially if you're a younger teacher out there that's trying to understand the evolution of marching band and how we've kind of come where we are. I think that's a good place to start is by picking, you know, so we had 2008. Maybe look what it's like in 2012 and then follow it in 2016 and then follow it, you know, don't fall in 2020, but fall in 2021, you know, or 22 probably, not even 21. We're still in the COVID idea recovery. But I think you'll see over time who and which groups were forecasting the future for us. Because we have, mind you, we haven't even talked about CTJ because CTJ wasn't even existent.
Yeah, Vandegrift,
didn't exist.
Not a thing. Vista Ridge, not a thing.
Correct. And this year, none of that stuff existed. So I think it's important to kind of see where that changes.
And I mean, the obvious difference watching this earlier is how different the groups sound.
Why do you think that is?
Well, no microphones around. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it exists, but there's no like synth cart that I can tell. Mm-hmm. There's like watching Coppell, 2 speaker stacks outside the 40s. That's all I see. Let's see what Marcus has. It's hard. I see one right now, side 140. This is multicam. Marcus Pitt is definitely big. See. Cedar Park, 2 speaker stacks.
Yeah.
And now
they're everywhere.
Everywhere. And this sounds like a true ensemble, and I'm probably putting myself up to be for being on blast here, but bands now sound way more synthetic than the things that we're hearing right now in 2008. Granted, it could be, you know, the MacBook speakers or whatever was used to record the video, but it's just so tonally different.
Right. I agree. Okay. So other thing we wanted to talk about, because we've been talking about... So thank you for that. Any more questions or anything you want us to watch, we'll be happy to. That was actually kind of a little fun deep dive.
Yeah.
Into some of that. And I encourage you that aren't in Texas, we'll watch whatever you want us to watch too. As long as we can YouTube it or we can find it.
Exposure. I'm always down to learn new things. That's what I hate. Sorry, tangent. I hate about the whole cookies thing. Because early on in my career,
cookies.
Tracking internet, your cookies.
Understood.
Not chocolate chip. Sorry.
We had a cookie yesterday. So I was like,
Subway footlong cookie, not worth it.
We did not eat the whole thing. We gave
it was a little
8 inches of it to the students because I was like, this is not. It's more like cookie cake.
Cookies. Where was I going with this? Exposure. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So early on in my career, when going into marching band design meetings, I would sit on YouTube, look up a song and just let it rattle onto mm-hmm. the next thing. And now it's like catered to me and I don't like that because it's very rare for me to find new things. Anyway, off my old man soapbox.
Okay. So we thought it'd be a great time. Moving on. No. I don't remember what the sound effects are, and that was really loud. Sorry. That's what I wanted.
Going back to earlier. Okay.
Going back to earlier, we're going to talk about what our episode is actually about, which is what we wished we would have been taught in college, season three. Because every year there are new things that we think about as we do it. So the number one thing that I'm really, really, really bad at that I wish there had been a class for is the harmony director.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to turn it on. I know how to change the tempo. I now know that if I put the chord in, it'll change the new one.
The new ones, yeah.
Will change over to that scale that I'm in. But I hear it does a lot more stuff than that. I can hold a note.
Press and hold
because there's a hold button.
Yeah.
But I hear there's a playback. I hear there's all these different little things. And I feel really stupid when I go to work it because I'm like, can it? So I've asked Jerry to do PD on it.
Great. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying he will, but I did request it.
Mr. Miller, please.
I don't think he listens to us. We'll shoot him an email.
Okay.
So that, for me, it's the harmony director, I do hope college students, and if there's any college professors here, please do a session.
Exposure.
Expose them to it. And you know why? Because McAdams don't really exist anymore, metronomes.
We have like 5 of them and 4 are broken.
Right. So. And those, you know, I loved them. But I lived by a McAdams the first part
especially
of my career.
Especially the newer ones with the remotes.
Yeah. Mm. I bought that before I left. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But those don't really exist anymore. So everything is done. I also would like another session on tonal energy.
Oh, yeah. TMEA.
Implementation of tonal energy. No, I want a personal lesson. Oh. So I want someone that's really good at it. Philip. Or,
yeah,
the owner, maybe. Maybe we can get a PD. Jerry, since you're not listening, I'm requesting this.
You're just talking into the void at this point?
Yeah. Okay. I really want someone to train us so that we can be more innovative and more centered around how we can advance. Because it's going to come a point where I'm going to get too old and not understand.
I feel like I'm already there because our drum majors are really... Most of the time, they're really good about those preset programs in tonal energy. Stop laughing. Don't spit on me, please. Most of the times, they're really good about the programming aspect of tonal energy. And I just, my brain does not want to function in order to learn it. So when anything goes wrong, I feel like I'm inept and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Wheel scrolling and the percentages and it's a lot. But tonal energy is so cool.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think we just don't know how to use both of our apps.
And I mean, when admin walkthrough, it's a technology component anyway, so might as well learn it now.
Exactly.
So something that's new on my plate that I wish I've done in college is take a like intro to dance class, especially and considering as a college student wanting to teach high school, I think that's something maybe not required, but highly suggested.
So you can understand the terms.
Yes. Sachet, passe, coupe, all the A's. Those are the first 3 that came to mind.
What did you
first
learn
position,
this week?
Second position. I learned this week that if if you do lunges a little too much, your knees will hurt the next day.
I meant what new dance moves?
I mean, this. I don't know that this was a new week for me. This was reinforcement and detailing week for me.
What did Glenn do for you?
Oh, I know it wasn't a pot de beret.
Or Ron DeJean?
No, he did. I can't even.
He fluffered his feet. Back and forth. before.
All dance people, I am so sorry.
Haley, we need to show you so you can tell us what it actually
is. Does she listen?
Yeah, she listens.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Haley.
You going to text her right now and tell her to come in?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Okay. While we're going back to that, let's talk about dance technique. I think especially for new groups, new band directors, and I know that that's marching band centered, but if you're going to do it, I think it should be an option. And like, hey, if you're really trying to be a high school band director, because you're not every, we're very fortunate to have a choreographer. No, did I say that?
Choreographer?
Right? What did I just say?
Choreographer? Choreographer.
Choreographer.
Dance person.
Dance person.
No, don't put him in a box. Choreographer.
Okay, great. And so anyhow, I had to learn that like early on when it first was introduced around the 2008 situation, 7-8. And I had to do some of that stuff. And I was like, what? Who? And I had no idea.
Whose idea is this?
It's like trying to say, Kim, I need you to play a jazz solo. And I'll go, who? What? You mean the chromatic scale? I got you.
Sorry to any jazz people that we have.
Yeah, listen, I admit it. Funny story is I went to NSU summer band camp as a kid, Northwestern State University, to the honors camp. But they had jazz band, so the brass players were in jazz band.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I don't do jazz. Like, even as a 16-year-old kid.
They don't teach that in East Texas?
And I was like, we don't jazz.
We only military.
I was like, I know it's Louisiana, but...
It's so different here.
I'm a classical trumpet player. No. So what did they do? They gave me a solo. And I said, why?
You want me to do what?
What? And then they said... Oh, just play the chromatic scale with weird rhythms.
What do you mean it doesn't line up with the beat?
Yeah. I was like, I don't understand. What is syncopation? I'm just kidding. But so anyhow, my parents drive the 2.5 hours for this concert. I go to play and it's like, boom, ba-do-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Very much straight lace.
Boom, ba-dum.
No style.
Boom, boom. Yes, I do something super simple and go up the chromatic scale and come right back down.
Oh, like an improv solo.
Yeah, it was improv. I had to improv. I was like,
hey, stick to what you know.
I was like, what? And I'm pretty sure my mother was laughing in the audience, like, not my child. And my dad's probably like, you did really good, Kimberly. Because my dad was always like, you did really good. My mom's always like, go practice more.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's what it is. So I thought, I never even asked her about what she thought about it. But I can only imagine now where she probably just said, stick to what you know.
There you go.
Yeah, as the advice, you know. So that's when they made me teach jazz at Bowie when we got too big. And that's why it's the most straight-laced jazz band they'd ever had as they did it. But anyhow... ask what you need to know.
Another thing, instrument repair.
Yes.
Just fundamental, please. I know how to screw in tiny screws. That's about it. But now at this point, especially since I'm in charge of our woodwind inventory, it's just, you know, figuring out, oh, this key doesn't work. Okay. Let's play process of elimination. Okay. Play this note again. So it's just kind of figuring out, you know, where to go and what screws to adjust. And God bless our bass clarinets. Because of marching band, I think we're so hard on the instruments. They just break all the time. If anybody else is having that problem, please help me.
Right.
I know is there a high school district up here that offers instrument repair? I feel like it's Arlington, but I could be making that up. But I know it exists somewhere up here.
When a kid brings an instrument to me, unless it is a brass instrument, I'm like, don't come near me. I'm like, all right. They always say, do you ever get an instrument from me?
Do you see me with a tiny screwdriver? Yeah.
Don't come here. So instrument repair would be something especially the older inventories that everyone's dealing with these days.
Yeah.
I think would be a good thing to do. Okay. For me, crucial conversations. And what I mean by that is...
Counseling. Counselor.
Counselors, but also being... also being... the person that has to have the conversations with staff.
Hmm.
and have conversations that you want to be meaningful and positive, even though you have to give negative input.
Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense. So I think having at least like maybe there's like there's baby seminars that colleges can do about like what do you do when, because I'm getting questions, you know, from younger teachers like how do I tell my boss that I'm offended, or how do I get the kids to take me seriously, you know, and how do I speak to them in a way that doesn't seem demeaning, but they understand that I mean business. And I think that's a lot, like, because a lot of times we talk with the student teachers about like your tone and what you say and how you say it in order to get the best possible outcome from the students, you know. And I don't think that that is taught as well as it could be in the process of what we have going on right now.
Yeah, especially as, you know, coming when I graduated and the couple of years before me, there were so many college kids that were getting jobs that were either A, in the middle of nowhere, and they were very isolated, or they were the only ones on their campuses.
Right.
Or they're the only ones teaching K through 12. Like early in my career doing the Music for All Summer Symposiums, I met so many people that would be the only band director in like a 40-mile radius. And that, to me, is wild.
Yeah.
Like, you're expected to wear all these hats, but your resources are so limited.
What I wish is they had made us take business classes. Because in the event that you are fortunate enough to get a head director role, you're no longer a director. You're a CEO.
Yeah.
Of sometimes a small business, sometimes more than a small business. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think it would have been great to have a management class, business management class, how to, because everyone's in shortfall right now, right?
Everybody.
Everyone. Every school district's in a shortfall. Probably every band program is in a shortfall in some form or fashion due to the rising inflation rate, but also due to numbers, you know, and just the price of, let's talk about transportation. You know, like, for instance, I don't know if you know, but if you haven't booked your U-Hauls yet,
do it now. Do it yesterday.
Do it yesterday. But also realize that it's not 49 cents a mile anymore. It's $1.14.
The fact as a band director that you know that off the top of your head is wild.
Right. You know, and that the minimum charge is always going to be 2.5 hours. So you're automatically going to have to play a flat fee of certain things. And like the price of, let's see, a Contra. So a Contra 6 years ago was maybe $5,000 max.
Mm-mm.
A Contra That's this cheap. Year is $9,700 and something dollars. So just think about the pricing. And so being able to forecast that, I think, because I do believe that business, you know, business people are much better about forecasting what's going to happen in the economy and understanding it. And I think that I'm at a point where I could do it now. But I think about a young band director in one of those small towns that is the one pop, you know, that's who it is. And he has to manage a district budget and a booster budget and ordering your transportation.
Or probably don't even have a booster budget.
Or probably don't have one. And being able to decide what do the students need most. And because, you know, lately I've had to say no. And I don't I don't like saying no. But when someone comes in and says, hey, we need to do blah, 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 I really wish I could say yes. But right now I go, not right now, because I can't forecast what transportation is going to cost.
Yep. We haven't even started to travel.
Yeah, we traveled this week. And so this will be a telltale of how expensive it is to move
the
group.
How to guesstimate. Not even the entire group.
Yeah, just a smaller group. Having to guesstimate who that is and how much that is going to be.
Yep.
So we're there. We know how much a charter bus costs for 8 hours now. It's expensive, but, you know, when it's hot in Texas and, you don't want your kids to overheat. You have to do what you have to do, and you have to take the hit sometimes so they can stay out of the sun and actually cool off. I'm worried about that. Even though we had fake fall this week, it's coming right back to
this weekend,
to the heat of the weekend. So business management, how to get bids, financial questions in general, how to forecast that, and then how to build a budget that is most beneficial to the student's education,
mm-hmm.
not the production of the show, the student's education.
Yeah, marching band's only 3 months, and that's where we spend most of our money.
Yeah, we spend 65% of the budget there. You know, it's just crazy. And then you put instrument repair, choreo. The last thing on here.
I mean, at this point, construction.
Oh.
A construction foreman.
Yeah, how to beat that. Well, also, maybe how to use some power tools. Or how to move
shovel.
How to move a tractor out from in front of your school.
That's hot wiring vehicles, and that's illegal.
The last thing we put on here was software. We talked a little bit about tonal energy and the harmony director, but let's talk a little bit, since it's a big thing, this finale.
Hopefully Sibelius. Finale. Yeah. Hopefully our finale in Dorico?
I don't know. I keep thinking Doritos. Yeah, Dorico.
Okay. Hopefully things are going a little smoother.
I did an arrangement class in college. Those do exist.
Yes.
But I can only work finale 1.7 because that's what it was.
I mean, at this point for me, that was a decade ago. Yeah. I don't remember what I ate for breakfast last week.
You don't remember today.
It's a protein shake.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that I'm like, I get on there.
1.7.
And I'm like,
which button does this?
Listen, Pyware. When I was in college, they were piloting Pyware, and my teacher was helping with it.
Uh-oh.
And so I built a little marching band to... Oh.
We like use Pyware.
I had to write a drill, and I did it to Malagania. How do you say it?
Malagania,
right? Yeah. Someone's going to tell me it's wrong. But anyhow, I did it to that. And the guy looks at me and he says, can you just promise me you're going to pay someone to do this?
Oh, my God.
And I said, absolutely.
Stick to what you're good at.
Surround yourself with smarter people.
Yeah,
Surround yourself with smarter people. But when I did it, I couldn't really make curves and arcs. Mm. Like, I just could
evening
move the
out.
Box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, trying to do the spacing, because back then it didn't auto do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, now you can, like the thing you showed me on the iPad, where if you draw your straight line and you hold it down, it makes a straight. Do you know if you draw a circle and you hold it down,
it makes
a circle?
Perfect circle, yeah. And the same thing with a square.
Yeah, I was last week years old.
Oh, the children don't say that anymore, apparently.
No?
No.
I do, though.
I do, too. Don't worry.
So, anyhow, there's just so many things.
Yeah.
That I wish I would have known.
Like, it's not applicable now, but I wish there was a charms course. I figured it out on my own, but now that didn't age well, so.
Oh, that's true. How to operate.
Presto.
How to create a good inventory system.
Oy.
I will say this. I know a couple of people that have great inventory systems. One of them was my former assistant, Amy Suggs. I love Ryan, but his system, this little circles versus dots versus whatever, no idea what it was. Amy took over when we moved to Glenn, and that sucker was super organized. But someone else that I know is super organized, because in Leander, you came around every year, did inventory check. So Amy's was pretty pristine. But Jenna Yee, she could probably give a clinic on inventory.
Where's Jenna?
Because I'm pretty sure we asked her how they did it. She's at Styles. Pretty sure we asked her how they did it.
Hmm.
Also, I want to give a shout out to After Sectionals really quick, because they're on my podcast listening, and they did they recorded their parent meeting for sixth grade parents.
Oh.
It is freaking fantastic. Darcy does a great job on teaching the importance of why band should be in a kid's life.
Mm.
I encourage, if you don't listen to it, you should, and become a fan. But that episode in particular, I listened to it twice, and I'm like, we all should listen to this when we're trying to talk to parents about the importance of what we do. Because she talks about like the multitasking skills, and she gives an example of what goes through a kid's brain and then why they should take private lessons. And so nice. Anyhow, shout out to After Sectionals, because that sucker is a dream.
Hmm.
It's good. But anyhow, that was a lot in this episode.
Yeah.
Mainly funny.
Most of it's funny, yeah. We didn't even talk like props management or anything like that.
Oh, because we haven't got there. Yeah. That'll be next week.
Okay, why not?
So, anyway, we hope you have a great rest of the week. I'm going to do the episode right now so we can get up today.
Okay, I'll put it up.
All right, so good to talk with everyone.
Yeah.
Even though no one else is in the room but us. But listen.
If you have more topics, reach out, please.
And when he finds out what that choreography term was, he'll bring it back to the table. Also, live demonstration, I might go live with it. We'll see.
Oh, God.
Have a great day.
And the episode.
Bye.